Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and the Keystone Sports app. If you don't already have the app, it's time to go and download it. Little different voice here. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in for Andrew P. Shea, who is on assignment. That's what we call it, right, Bob?
He is. I think technically he is on assignment, so I can't wait to hear all this, all the interesting stuff next week that he learned up in State College.
Okay. And the third member of the crew, Mr. Ross Tucker, will be coming in shortly to join us for quarters two, three, and four. We are going to have a great show today. We have lots to talk about. Quarter one, we'll be starting with the news. We're going to do a Tucker's tape in quarter number two. We're going to, guess what, talk about recruits.
Biggest, I think this is the biggest week of the offseason to date.
Easily.
I mean, this is the last, the overlap 5 to 7 days, easily the biggest week. And I think Penn State fans are pretty excited right now after what James Franklin and his staff were able to do.
Well, to show you how big a week it is, we are going to do two segments of Tucker's Tape.
Yeah.
Because we have that
can't get to it all in one.
That many commits to talk to. So that's going to be quarter two and quarter four, broken up, of course, by the world-famous quarter three. Ask Ross.
I know.
And by the way, we've got a bazillion questions.
I would think this would be, he should, and I have a funny feeling I know what the theme is going to be.
We might surprise you.
Yeah.
Before we hop into the news, though, Bob, I've got a couple notes for those who listen to us on the app. The app might look a little different. There's a little technical problems. They're getting straightened out. In a few days, it'll go back to looking the way it normally did, but everything functions. You could get all our podcasts. And one other note, next week, with it being Memorial Day, we're going to take a couple days off. The Dustin and Greg portion of the show early in the week, we won't be doing next week.
I mean, I'm sure some people are disappointed, but I would think that if the weather is good, it's going to be a great weekend just to kind of be out and think about Penn State recruiting.
There it is. All right, well, let's get to the news. Couple quick things before we get to the recruiting. Number one is, I understand the spread is out for Appalachian State.
Thank goodness for Las Vegas. This is the time of year it usually comes out. So Appalachian State is going to come to Beaver Stadium to kick off Penn State's 2018 season. I think it's a pretty tricky September with Appalachian State included. They're not scared of anyone. They concluded their season last year with a shutout of Toledo, I believe, in a bowl game. They have a history of playing good programs tough, and they always
have to. You mean like Michigan?
They always have to play on the road. But yes, the opening line for that game, Jim Galante, is out. If you were making that line, because you don't know this line, is that correct?
That's correct.
If you were going to make the line, what would you make it and why?
It's still Penn State. It's still a big offense. I'm going to say 20 points.
You are not that close.
Oh, no. What is it?
Penn State has been installed as a 27-point favorite.
27?
27-point favorite. So, yeah, that is a lot of points. But, I mean, this is what goes with being a more high-profile program. This is what goes with being a very good home team, and this is what goes with having a legitimate Heisman Trophy contender, directing the offense, even with all the losses. I mean, I was surprised. I think I would have probably had that somewhere. I probably would have gone closer to 20, Jim, maybe 23, something like that. 27's a lot.
I think I succumbed to your they're not afraid of anybody little talk that we had. Well, so for all you – and perhaps before you put your bet down, you want to wait a couple weeks till it becomes legal, right?
Yeah. Well, it might be more than a couple weeks. But as always, I'm more curious by that week two game and the line and what it'll be at kickoff when they have to go to Pittsburgh.
Yes, that's the one I'm waiting for. I'm hoping we get that one pretty soon. That one will be very fascinating because it's at Pitt and quote-unquote rivalry game.
At Pitt, at night, so the last time Pitt, I think, played at home, I believe they beat Miami. So,
I'll be curious to see. Right. Well, since we're doing some predicting and it hasn't come out yet, Your quick prediction on that spread.
I think Penn State's got to be favored. Last year, they were favored by quite a bit. I think they were double-digit point spreads. I think Penn State will be, I want to say, I'd probably open that at Penn State at 4.
Really?
Yep.
That's pretty close. Yep. I would take Penn State at 4.
Yeah.
See, now I succumb to your, when you're an elite team with a Heisman Trophy winner. See, you have that effect. Anyway. Well, then, let's move on to the bigger news of the week, all these recruits. Yeah. First of all, my first thought is we have now gone 3 full days without a commit. Is there something wrong with Penn State recruiting?
There's something wrong with it had been since the blue-white game, and then it was just like Christmas in springtime where they got 5. And we were talking about – I remember a lot of – everybody was assessing the odds of them going 2 for 4. 3 for 4, whatever, and then there was that surprise recruit that committed, and then they got all of them. So I think it's just great for Penn State, and it just shows the clout that they have. I mean, this is the cachet that Penn State has. James Franklin's taken advantage of it, and I think, as you can see, it's pretty clear he's being a little bit more selected this year, and just the guys that they're really putting the focus on, they're getting.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Bob Flounders. Bob, out of that, what's your headline out of that flurry of commitments?
Well, obviously, I think that the guy that everyone will focus on, and rightly so, given that they're still trying to build some depth at linebacker, and by all accounts, this guy, you know, Micah Parsons wasn't really a linebacker recruit. He was an all-world athlete that they put at linebacker. I haven't heard a bad word about this guy as
Brandon
a linebacker. Brandon Smith, sure, the 5-star. To me, I mean, that obviously is the leader. I did think it was interesting, Jim, that he did reach a little bit for that highly ranked junior college safety from Lackawanna College. I think that speaks to, if you look at the depth chart with Nick Scott going to be moving on, there's a little bit of uncertainty after him. Lamont Wade's been moved to safety, another signal that they have some depth issues there. And when you get a player like that, you're looking to try and get some instant impact. And I think it speaks to the fact that maybe they do feel like after this year, they're not sure what they have with guys like Aaron Monroe and John Patrician and guys like that. And they want somebody they feel a little bit better about and somebody that's a little bit more advanced.
Well, they actually got another impact player. I don't think we've been together since the running back,
right,
Ford from Virginia also.
Yeah. Dustin Hockensmith, a huge fan of this guy. And I think that James Franklin is now just collecting athletes at every position on the board. And what's interesting to me is he's able to convince players to come where there's already some good athletes, and the good programs are able to do that. You know, Alabama does it, Clemson does it. There's no guarantee you're going to play right away, and you could probably play right away at another school. And he's getting some kids from out of state, which I think is huge. But I just think that if you just think about where they were under Bill O'Brien or where they were during the first year of James Franklin in terms of depth and depth chart issues, and you look at, you know, all the players that they lost that got drafted or, you know, played prominent roles last year that are no longer with the team, and we're still talking about this team a lot because of their young players. We're still talking about this team that's has a chance to be a top 10 team again in 2018 and beyond.
And that's after losing some superstars.
Yeah, correct. And that's all about the recruiting he's done the last 3 years.
Well, I think the other headline, you kind of alluded to it, with they're recruiting against the big boys now.
Yeah.
It's, and looking at the offer list and who they were picking among, there are schools like Alabama and Clemson and Georgia and Ohio State. They're playing in the big boys' neighborhood, aren't they?
They are. And you win 22 games in 2 years. You win a Big Ten title, and you're playing in, you know, arguably the toughest division in college football in the Big Ten East, and you're able to have success. I think Beaver Stadium is a huge recruiting advantage. I think a lot of kids just really like that experience when they come up for the big games or the whiteout, and yeah. The landscape is changing. Michigan's taken a step back, I think, in the Big Ten. They need to reassert themselves. I think right now it's really in the East, it's Ohio State and Penn State. And in the West, it's Wisconsin and maybe it's Nebraska. But that's a long way to travel if you want to play for a Big Ten power if you're on the Eastern Seaboard.
Well, that's the other part of it. A lot of the conversation in recruiting has been, okay, it's not about Pennsylvania anymore. It's national recruiting. Oh. But if you take a look at these recruits,
yeah,
they're not coming from Texas and Florida and California. Yeah. Just looking,
yeah,
it's, well, the two big guys that we mentioned, Brandon Smith, the linebacker, mm-hmm, Devin Ford, the running back, they are the number one and two ranked players in Virginia.
Right, right.
I think it's regionally, that's where they have the advantage over those Alabama, Clemson. If a kid's from Virginia, that's not too far from Happy Valley, is it?
Yeah, and especially with the I don't know if they're the Cavaliers or the Wahoo. I forget what the preferred nickname is for Virginia, but they're not really quite the program they were a couple years ago. And Virginia Tech, you know, Frank Beamer is no longer there. They have a coach they like, but I think there's some uncertainty at those programs about how good are they going to be. And I think Penn State wisely is taking advantage. Maryland is a little bit down, so they are raiding the Delaware, Virginia, Maryland corridor, and they're getting everyone they want. A couple years ago, Ohio State went into Maryland and got a couple of premier players, and now I think Penn State is prepared to do that as well.
Well, I think if you go through the whole Northeast region, the Mid-Atlantic states, all the way up to New England, Penn State's the home team now.
It is. Jim, Penn State's definitely the home team when you look at the East and you look at some of the programs that maybe have slipped a little bit. And that's why I think they've been really been able to pull the premier players, not only just in Pennsylvania, but the premier players in the Virginia, D.C., Maryland area. There's just no school that you can look at and say, well, this is going to be a top 10 school for sure. Virginia has not been very good the last couple of years. Frank Beamer's not at Virginia Tech. There's some uncertainty there. And you go north of Pennsylvania, and there's just really Syracuse is down. And Boston College has been very, I think, average during the Steve Adazio years. So, yeah, James Franklin has got his foot in the door, and he can identify talent. He could identify talent when he first got here. So he's taken advantage of all the success they've had the last 2 years, and I would look for that to continue. And it doesn't seem like, Jim, that Penn State recruits have a problem, you know, year after year of coming here as four or five stars with a little competition, you know, ahead of them on the depth chart.
Well, if you're a talent like a Brandon Smith, a Devin Ford, you're going to play.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Micah briefly earlier, who was recruited as a defensive end. Yeah. But he's so talented. What do they do? Oh, let's make him a linebacker to get him on the field. And I think this is the case again with all the five stars. Well, that does it for quarter number one. Get ready for Tucker's Tape, where Ross is going to give us the scouting report on the new Nittany Lions.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.